Welcome, Waukesha. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, First District Alderman Don Brown, coming to you live from the Wauk Radio Studio, also known as the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. And things are really coming together here. Can't wait till they start constructing my executive suite and the spa experience. It's really going to be wonderful here. Mar-a-Lago will have nothing on us and what we have going on here. Hey, we've got a great show for you today. Our guest is Pete Pekarsky, a U.S. Senate candidate who's been spending a lot of time in Waukesha, and we're going to talk about that. But before we begin, I have to turn the speaker down. How's that, Jason? Much better. So rough and ready here. So a couple news items. That opening song was Falling for the First Time by Bare Naked Ladies. And speaking of falling in love, it is Valentine's Day weekend. So don't forget that special someone for that special someone. And don't forget, Aloe Chocolate is open today for those of you who haven't gotten out and gotten that something special on Main Street. And really excited to see the restaurants in downtown Waukesha booked for Valentine's Day weekend. So be a hard time getting a table. And just a shout out to all those couples, especially those of you that are treating. Take great care of your servers. Valentine's, because it's all two tops, is not a big night for them. So that's why they love, they're looking forward to Monday, which is normally a slower night. So if you're out there tonight and throughout the weekend, please take care of your servers and bartenders and make sure that love you have for that special someone is reflected in the tip you leave for those servers. So terrific. So other news, we've got a primary this Tuesday. And we're paying close attention to the 11th Aldermanic District, where there's three candidates, including Len Miller, the incumbent. And I wanted to wish Len well. We were supposed to have him on last week's show, but couldn't because we had to cancel last week's show so that our parent company could upgrade our facilities here. And they're really looking nice. Again, can't wait for the hot tub to be installed. And the wet bar. So, in fact, kind of upset that hasn't happened already. You know, Jason, if you could maybe talk to Mike about that, we'll be up to speed. So, still having issues here with the speaker here.
So, hey, Don, let's cut to the song quick here, and let's get the echo figured out, and we'll come right back, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you. Back.
Hey, sounds great,
everybody, for dealing with our technical difficulties. So as I mentioned, we have a big primary coming up on Tuesday. And in Waukesha, there's a couple important races. Again, one is the 11th district. And we regret that Len wasn't able to join us today, Len Miller. But we wish him well. He's got two opponents in this primary. So he needs to finish first or second if he wants to continue to defend his seat. And it's going to be an interesting race because we had the two contenders on a few weeks back, Alicia Halbenslaven and Aaron Spencer. And Alicia has been very active in the local Democratic Party here and is able to leverage a lot of those resources, phone banks and last-second direct mailers. And then you have Aaron, who's a union carpenter, who's also been able to leverage his experiences and resources, and he's got quite a few boots on the ground going door to door, and so a lot of professional work going into both of these campaigns, so it should make for a very exciting primary, so pay close attention to that one. And then we also have our county board seats. Again, we are grateful to have Amanda Medina Roddy in here and Sarah Harrison, two of the they have a big field of candidates, so again, wishing all of them very well. And then with regards to the election, folks, I spoke with Gina Kozlik, our city clerk. She's going to hopefully join us in March after she gets caught up with her work, and she's also taking care of some business at home. But she wants to talk about how Waukesha, the city of Waukesha, and I believe this, does everything right when it comes to elections. So please have faith in the process, the integrity of those citizens that work, the precincts and the polling places and the way that our city, they take this very seriously. And I know it from my own experience as a candidate who lost by 12 votes in my first election, that it was handled with great integrity. So, and then for those of you from the original District 1 that are now in District 2, like myself, your polling place is now City Hall. So we'll see you at City Hall this Tuesday, which means that the city council meeting will be postponed to next Thursday, which is great news for any of you local Waukesha South basketball fans, because our black shirts are hosting Arrowhead at a big night. Winner of this game kind of writes their own ticket for winning the conference. So it's a very important game. We beat Arrowhead when they were undefeated at Arrowhead. So make sure you set aside some time to cheer on our black shirts and that amazing team and a great story. Big shout out to Tyron Cook, who scored his 1,000th point. The junior scored his 1,000th point, I believe it was like 3 or 4 games ago, at Oconomowoc. So it's just a season to remember and really exciting for this community. Big shout out to Coach Bo Richter and his young men as they continue doing battle. So mark that date on your calendar. So without any ado, I would like to introduce you to my guest today. It's Pete Pekarsky. I first met Pete a few weeks back, actually here in the studio. He was working on an ad for his campaign. Pete is part of a very crowded field, as many of you know, of Democratic contenders for the U.S. Senate seat that incumbent Ron Johnson will be defending in the upcoming fall election. And the reason we're giving Pete some airtime, and of course other candidates are invited to come, but Pete's been spending a lot of time here in Waukesha, and he recognizes Waukesha as an important base to his campaign and his mission. So, Pete, welcome, and tell us about yourself.
Thank you very much, Don. Really, really good to be here in downtown Waukesha. I'm from very close by, a city just down the road called Milwaukee. Born there, bred there, graduated from high school there, went on to get a degree in electrical engineering from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Did some work because of some of the training I had for the Chief of Naval Operations in the area of strategic nuclear weapons and platforms, and advised as a civilian consultant in both cases, both to the CNO and to the Director of Naval Intelligence on issues of intelligence analysis. After that, I went to law school. At one point, I was a White House correspondent, but I went to law school. I've done a lot of intellectual property work, patent, copyright, trademark, in many different scientific and technical disciplines for a long time, which gives me a lot of insight into many of the complicated technical and legal issues which we face at home in cyberspace, national security, and foreign affairs. I've also done a lot over the years for election protection for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, the Democratic National Committee, the California Democratic Party, other organizations. And in 2020, the election we just wrapped up, I donated about 2,000 hours of my professional time to election protection efforts at the request of the Biden campaign, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, the Democratic National Committee, the California Democratic Party, and other organizations. Those were successful, and I've done that for a number of years, helped out in the election protection field to make sure that what we have here is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The people vote. We decide what happens. You vote without obstruction, and your vote gets counted exactly the way it's cast. So I've done that for a long time and looking forward to continuing to do that and to protect our democracy so we get the things that we're looking for, whether it's universal health care as a basic right, broadband all over the state of Wisconsin, protecting workers and unions and their rights, or protecting farmers and the things that they're facing now, providing affordable education for everyone, and doing something to reduce the burden facing people who have graduated already but are carrying enormous amounts of debt. There are issues addressed at the federal level relating to climate change, ending systemic racism, providing justice for our veterans who've protected us, and a number of other issues which are necessary to protect our democracy, to get the things we're looking for in terms of issues for all of the people. One of the first things we've got to do is protect our democracy. So that's a little bit about me. But
well, that's terrific. Well, that's a great start. And we're going to go to a quick break, but there'll be plenty more time to talk with Pete. And we'd love to, when we come back, we'd love to talk some more about your ideas for economic development and also what sets you apart from your opponents, as well as a few other key issues. We've got a lot of time here, but first we're going to pay some bills, and we'll be back.